Hey, this is Allison.
And this is Britt.
These are the true stories about the good, the bad, and the funny.
Shared by you, but told by us.
This is GabFest.
Let's gab.
Hey.
Stop. It's going to make everyone real excited. So we just got like 20 minutes into this episode. And our freaking stuff did not save.
So we're starting
so
again.
So I'm depressed.
Now she's pills.
I am. Well, we were just making great time. We had some great content. You know?
Yeah.
I hate that.
Uh-huh. Some good back
good
and forth.
Quips. I don't know if we can do it again.
Okay.
Just kidding. We can because we do it every week.
It's fine.
It's fine. Everything's
but
fine.
Welcome.
Yes.
Welcome to GabFest.
We're happy you're here.
And we're excited to chat with you guys today and talk about coworkers, because I think we can all relate to that. But before we get into today's topic,
okay,
we want to start out with a Sunday I'll laugh about this moment. And Allison has one to share with you.
Yeah, because it happened today.
Woo.
It's fresh. So I was at the gym and my friend was wearing these like metallic-y kind of like gunmetal pants.
Ooh.
Leggings.
Sexy. Hot.
Yeah. And I was like, ooh, I of course commented. I'm like, I like your pants.
They also sound hot as in temperature wise. That feels not breathable.
I didn't ask about that, but I like
how's the airflow in those?
No, I just said, oh, I love your pants. Those are fun. And she goes, oh, these old things. And we were just kind of like, you know, the banter. As you do. And I'm like, so I said, they're reminding me. And of course, the music's going loud because we're in like a class. And I'm like, they remind me of Xenon.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Xenon girl of the 21st century.
Uh-huh.
They remind me of Xenon. And she kind of like looked at me a little bit like bewildered, like maybe she couldn't either hear me or she didn't know what I was talking about. And I said, did you watch that show? And she goes, I think so. And then I'm like, you know, Zeta Sapetus. And she goes, this is the best part. She goes, please tell me her name was not Zenus Penis. And I just lost it. I was like bent over.
It was on Disney Channel cable.
Yeah. So absolutely.
The pay channels.
But I was wondering if she thought I was talking about Xena Warrior Princess
or
something.
Oh, uh-huh.
And my hands were on my knees and I had to wipe some tears because I'm like, I can't believe she just thought I said that. I said, no. And I was like, I couldn't like explain it then because it was just too loud. And so we just left it in the air for a bit. And we just kept going on with like our sets. And then finally, when I went, it's time to go and get our weights and our mats. I'm like, hold on, come here. And I grab my phone. I'm like, Xenon girl, the 21st century. She goes, oh my gosh. Yes. I said, look
zoom,
at their
zoom,
pants.
Zoom. Make my heart go boom, boom. My supernova girl, Earl.
And I was like, and then she goes, oh yeah. And I said, they had a catchphrase. She had a catchphrase that was Zetus Apetus. And I said, now that I'm saying it though, it sounds dangerously like penis.
Too close.
What was Disney Channel thinking? Zetus Apetus does sound like penis.
If you could choose a Xenon catchphrase.
Yeah. I don't know.
Xenon, no, you didn't.
I don't know. But
something that doesn't sound
rhyme
like
with
penis would be good.
Right. So I never thought about that when I was a kid, but it was just one of those lost in translation moments that turned out to be freaking hilarious.
I hate those all because even if you get it all corrected, it's still like hanging there. It's still in the stratosphere of your relationship or that conversation.
Yeah.
And when it's with a friend, it can be funny.
Yes, it was.
When it's
like a stranger.
When it's a stranger or at the workplace, then it's not. Like recently, I maybe made the mistake of sharing with a coworker, like a conspiracy theory Instagram page.
Yeah. We will not disclose which one that is.
And I was like, listen, before you think that this is like my religious belief, it's not. I just every once in a while look at it. Okay. And then today.
I'm not saying I believe all of that, but I'm not saying
I don't believe any of it.
It's been proven wrong either.
Today, he was like, Britt, you need to not look at that. He's like, that is like so out there. And I was like, don't you judge me.
Yeah. He's like, he brings you like a tinfoil hat. He's like, here.
For reals though.
You're
and
crazy.
I don't know why. But it's with him that I also shared the UFO thing. And I'm like, wowzers, you think I am off my rocker.
Right.
Like I know it. Oh.
Well, that's a great segue because like we mentioned, we are talking coworker stories today.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that everybody can relate to these because everyone's had a job at some point. And
there's also like a level of professionalism I think that is expected. And so when someone kind of shows a different side of themselves,
yeah,
then that's kind of, it's shocking. Like if someone were to take their top off.
Right. Well, we did have that story a long time ago about, I don't even remember which episode it fell into, but it was when she went on a work trip with her husband, mm-hmm, and his coworkers, and remember how her swimsuit got,
oh yeah, uh-huh,
ripped off by the tide, and her boss like saw her everything rolling in the waves in the sand,
bottomless.
Yeah. It's kind of like that where it's just like, I mean, it happens, we're all human, uh-huh, but you don't expect in that environment, uh-huh, in your work environment, you don't expect to see things because you're just not going to work, yeah, expecting to see people's butts or, oh yeah, well, or whatever.
Like, even in the summer, we have memos sent out to us being like, remember, shorts are not appropriate for, right, work. Mm-hmm. Like, because people try to see if they can wear shorts because it's 100 degrees. And
all I think about is The Office when they do casual
fitting. Oh, yeah. And Mary, if your boob is out,
yeah, pull it up. Oh my gosh, pull it down. Well, why are you wearing any panties? It's casual Friday.
It's casual day. This listener said that she had a coworker who was getting ready to go on a trip, mm-hmm, and he was kind of worried because he didn't want to get sunburned. And so her and her other coworkers were saying, well, just go hit the tanning bed or something. Get, right, like a base tan, you know, base color. Mm-hmm. And they're just joking around with him. And then he decided to go over the, mm-hmm, weekend. So he's like, hey guys, I visited the tanning bed. And they're like, oh really? And he's like, yeah, check it out. Oh. And he just lifts up his whole top.
Oh my gosh.
And I think it's, she said it was incredibly jarring.
Yes.
Cause I, yeah, to see, well, a coworker's nipples.
Of, like, environment this is. Like, is it an office environment? Uh-huh. Is it a restaurant? Because we, mm-hmm, we know. We've been restaurant, in restaurants.
And no shade to restaurant people, because you guys, we have worked restaurants, I mean, years.
Yes.
Years. They helped put us through college.
And I'm not saying you should see nipples at restaurants either. Like, actually,
there's no place.
Quite the opposite. Uh-huh. You know? Yeah. We just leave the nipples. Unless you work at Northern Exposure. I have to, you know, applaud the confidence.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That people have. Because I just can't get over that. It's like on, reminds me of Christmas Story, when she's like, see, no lines.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, wow. Like, whoa. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we'll just keep going along the line with the inappropriateness, because that's what we do best, apparently. Okay. So this listener said this wasn't so much, it kind of more dealt with a patient, but there was a coworker also there, mm-hmm, and the coworker she had in the room, he was a very, like she said, silent Sam, one of the quietest nurses, mm-hmm, that she knew.
Okay.
So she is a respiratory therapist, and she was trying to place an arterial line
and
in a patient.
An arterial line, I looked it up because I wanted to get some reference. Because
Britt was wondering if it was like a catheter situation.
Yeah, because this would change things.
Yeah.
But an arterial line is just like an IV.
Yeah.
It looks like.
And she said she usually prefers for them to be asleep. It's just, mm-hmm, way easier. But he was awake, and sometimes it can be a little uncomfortable if you're going to gag, but trying to find the vein.
Yeah.
And so it was this old guy, like 80 or 90 years old.
Asleep. It's fine.
They have to poke you to put you to sleep, Britt.
Punch me in the
just
face.
Just kidding, not always. Punch me in the face. So she said, she was trying to kind of just talk niceties, you know? Mm-hmm. So she's like,
yeah, just have like small talk.
Yeah. So she said, let's start talking about ice cream. She said, what's your favorite kind of ice cream? And he's like, oh, ice cream sundaes. And she was like, I love ice cream sundaes too.
Get out of town.
And I mean, I haven't had an ice cream sundae in gosh knows how
With
long.
Hot fudge, so good.
It's been so long. Like, I think it's underrated.
Oh, yeah. Well, I love hot fudge.
Yeah. Anyway, so she said, now I have to ask you, do you like nuts on your ice cream sundaes? And he said, oh, no.
I'm 9 years old.
Do not put nuts on my sundae. And there's another nurse in there, like, assisting and, uh-huh, helping. And she said, oh, well, that's fine. I'll just eat your nuts. And she said, this quiet as a mouse nurse snorted. And then burst out laughing. And thank heavens this was an innocent old man and not a dirty old man.
Maybe he didn't even hear it.
Or
maybe it went over his head.
I think he just continued on with the conversation, okay, and didn't let his mind go to the gutter. But the other nurse
did
was so uncomposed, he had to leave the room and leave her in there. And she said, like, as soon as it was flying out of her mouth, mm-hmm, she was like aware, like, oh no.
Yeah.
I can't. It's like when the words are word vomit and you're like trying to grab them back and they just won't go back in. Anyway, she had to finish up and leave and just hang her head, like, what was I just saying? But she said,
the peanuts. Sorry.
You should call an ice cream sundae that.
Zetas Lupinets?
Yeah. She said, but every time she sees this coworker now, he just laughs at her. Like, mm-hmm. it's just this ongoing thing. So funny. That's her identifier to him.
Well, and maybe he doesn't like socialize with very many people at work because he's so quiet. And so they're like besties.
No, they have an inside joke. I love inside jokes. I'd love to be a part of one someday.
But really though, I feel like inside jokes are a big part of the work environment because you're in this shared
situation.
These shared situations and just like we always say, the best way to get through this stuff is to laugh about mm-hmm. it. So I feel like it definitely bonds.
Yeah. Like if you have an awful boss or like mm-hmm, a ridiculous mm-hmm. client or customer, you can mm-hmm. bond on that together. Mm-hmm. Talk about it, laugh about it.
Me and this girl, when I worked at like a mall kiosk, I was in a mosque.
that would be the shortened version of a mall kiosk, a mosque. Different
meaning.
Yeah.
But she and I
activities.
So you there's like this crew. Like all the people that work in the nearby stores.
Right.
The pretzel maker guy.
The Mrs. Fields girl.
The AT&T bros. Mm-hmm. You know, all this stuff. And so we used to play like Mary Date or Dump with the different people in the different shops and kiosks and food court. And
not shallow at all.
We would like, it wasn't all about looks. Like sometimes, cause mm-hmm. you get to know the people around you.
And so the AT&T guys were probably chumps. Actually, it was the T-Mobile ones.
So anyway, we would just get cracking up cause we would think like the funniest groups of people together. And then anytime like they came to the kiosk afterwards, you just laugh
cause
it's just so funny. So those inside jokes really do make the workday go by and make it tolerable.
Yeah. So, this just came to my mind and, I don't know if you will remember it. speaking of inside jokes, this is a combination of inside jokes and sexual harassment.
Stop.
And I said harassment on purpose like that in case you think I'm an idiot. I was just trying to be funny. And, I was not the victim. I was the perp and I'm embarrassed to say that, but, you know, you do what you got to do. You hustle. So we worked at a restaurant. Britt was a part of this scheme.
Like I'm vaguely.
/ inside joke.
Vaguely remembering this.
Okay. You're,
keep going.
So I'm probably 16 or 17 and I was working as a server and there was this one cook and he was pretty annoying and he would always turn on if it was slow, especially they would kind of turn their naughty music up and it was like, you know, kind of like hip hop and he'd sit there and like dance and body roll back there and think he was so cool. And we all found him pretty annoying, but he seemed harmless, like a harmless annoying. And like, just like he was trying to be too cool, but that he didn't actually have a lot of street cred was kind of how it came across.
Yes.
And, we had an open kitchen concept in our restaurant, which I actually like when I'm a diner mm-hmm. because people can't get away with being gross
mm-hmm.
and you can't get away with a lot of anything really. Like we had to, everything kind of had to be on the up and up,
super
swept,
clean, super clean. So it's a good thing.
Yeah. So, but it was slow. And one of our coworkers who shall remain nameless says, I will give you like $10. I can't even remember if that was the amount, but I'm going to go with 10. And I mean, this was 2005.
Yeah. Pre-inflation.
Right.
And
so she
that was a lot of money.
She's like, I will give you money if you go and like dance up on him.
Dance up on him?
Like freak dance on him. And I was kind of like, I'm not going to, I mean, I didn't go full Swayze. Like I wasn't like, there wasn't like a grind going on.
You can do it. Put your back into it.
Yeah, no.
I can do it. Put your into it.
Oh no.
Because that song, how was it ever legal
it's so
to get played at a junior
and just
high
like
dance?
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Junior high dance. Whoa. So
anyways, those.
No. Can't even remember the song, but all of a sudden Britt, so she's like, I'll give you $10 if you do this. And I swear Britt's like, I'll add a five to that. And I was like, it's not bad. Like we're around the $15 to $20 range, you know, and we're slow today. So I wasn't going to make a whole lot anyway. And they made the stipulation that it had to be for 30 seconds. You guys,
30 seconds
does not sound long.
But when you're dancing up on someone,
I need you to all stand up right now and start just swaying your hips and pretending like there's a creepy guy behind you and count to 30 and see how uncomfortable that gets. So I go over and he's dancing and I kind of was like, oh, hey, and I go over and I'm kind of like dancing. I wish you
and
guys
he
could
was
see
like,
me right
oh,
now.
And hello.
Yeah, he was like, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. And he was slowly like, just like moving closer to my body. And I was like, oh my gosh, just keep going. Just keep going. And thankfully he didn't lay hands on me that I remember because I kind of blacked out and I was just focused on Britt and our coworker and they were looking at the clock and going, keep going. And so I just kept on going. And finally they were like, thumbs up. And I just like, boom, like bolted. And he was like, oh, where are you going? You know? And I was like, oh my gosh. And I go over and like collect my $20 and like, I mean, That was the fastest $20 I ever made.
See, $20 for 30 seconds is pretty good.
That's a pretty good rate.
That's Bezos money.
If I would have kept going on that, yeah, imagine how much. Anyway,
he's rich.
The problem was, I got myself into a situation. From then on, he'd be like, "Hey, Allison, come on."
Like, remember this song?
Yeah,
it reminds me of On the Proposal with Ramon, where he's like, "Relax, remember that? Go to it, everyone. You remember that?"
She's yeah,
like, yes, wonderful, wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. Yeah, it was like that. But then the scariest part about this story is, come to find out, like a week later, this gentleman—he was probably 19, and I was probably 16.
Gentleman,
yeah, gentleman's a nice word. He was living in a halfway house because he was a sex predator.
Oh,
he was on the registry and he was, yeah, I mean, on probation. That's probably why he didn't lay hands on me, because he was like, look, but don't touch.
Are there cameras in here?
Yeah. And he was like, is this a setup? Is this so they could,
is that called?
Nightline?
To catch a predator?
What's that called?
Yeah. Dateline.
Dateline?
To catch a predator.
To catch a predator. Like, is he being like set up?
Oh,
and I was like,
this is too easy.
This is too easy. I just catnipped a creeper. And I was like, oh my gosh, what did I do?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel bad. Not for him.
What I hate the most is that this really innocent young girl came to work with us.
Yes.
Not too long later.
Yes.
She was very innocent, like naive,
yes,
just sweetheart. And guess who asks her out and she starts dating
him.
Like seriously.
Yes.
Like engaged.
Yes.
And we were like, no,
no. No. It's like slow motion when you're watching someone fall.
I don't know whatever happened.
We could Facebook stalk him. I don't know any other last names.
Me neither. Well, speaking of, I guess, working with criminals, we'll just go with that because we have some. This listener, one of her coworkers married a murderer.
Whoa.
Hold on.
She said, I have so many questions. He murdered before they got married?
Yeah. Oh,
what's worse? Why am I asking this? He murdered somebody.
Well, here's the thing is... Yeah, like, is she marrying him pre-murder or post-murder?
Right.
Because
if you marry someone and then they go and murder someone, you could be like, I was duped. But it's like if you knew they murdered someone.
Yeah. So she said he served 15 years
mm-hmm.
for this murder. And I said, well, yeah, did she know he was a murderer when she married him? And she said, yes. She was going to work every single day with the wife of a murderer. And
oh my gosh.
Crazy. But there was another one that was written in about a criminal too.
Okay.
I mean, I guess I could see how this is a common thread
mm-hmm.
because
there's a lot of criminals.
Well, and because you're at like a lot of times a store. So maybe people are like robbing, stealing, you know, I don't know.
Okay.
Doing shenanigans. But anyway, this listener, she said that she worked at a museum and, there was a guy that was very dramatic and caused a lot of trouble amongst the female staff mostly.
Okay.
She said he didn't last very long in the job, but long enough to know the ins and the outs of the place. So
Museums are a little creepy.
Well,
anyway.
It's like Night at the Museum
yeah.
where Dick Van Dyke tries to rob the place.
Right. If only in this situation, if yeah, only. Like,
steppy time.
Yeah. That'd be nope. great if it was Dick Van Dyke, but it sounds like it was just a dick. Sexually harassing.
I was a god one. Okay. So she said, 2 months after he quit, the museum had a break-in.
Okay.
And,
inside job. Inside job.
Yes. There was a glass office door
mm-hmm.
that got completely shattered
from the inside.
And a safe was broken into
okay.
with multiple thousands of dollars taken. Mm-hmm. And she said, they looked back at the security cameras. Two people were on the footage, but it was really blurry, but one of them looked a lot like this guy. And they just walked in as though they knew exactly where to turn, where to go, elevators, down the stairs, all this stuff. And they even were trying to avoid most of the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
So total inside
yeah,
job.
Yeah, like they know.
She says, to her knowledge, they were never caught.
And
they had to change all the locks and the keys. It was such a mess.
Yeah, but if that person has a key.
Right. So I'm like, it was totally him.
Yeah.
But sneaky, sneaky. And he got away with it.
Fits. Right?
Yes.
Speaking of like legalities, and we were talking about creepy pedophiles, this kind of goes along with
oh my
it.
Gosh.
So I've never worked at a fast food place.
Mm-hmm.
So this listener said she was working at a Burger King.
Okay.
And she was like young. This was like her first job.
Okay. Like 14 or 15, maybe.
Probably.
Like
I think she was 15. The place she worked was not near like where her school was or anything. So it was all new people.
Okay.
And shortly after she first started, this guy asked her out, and it didn't take her long to realize though that he was quite a drinker.
Okay.
And she was not into that. I mean, most 15, 16 year old, whatever, shouldn't
be. Yeah. If he's legally drinking, that's like a 6 year age gap. And when you're in the teens, that's large.
Right.
But if he's not, then
way to see the flags. anyway, so she basically was like, listen, I'm sorry, not into that lifestyle. So this isn't going to work out, but we'll be friends. But her store manager came up to her and said, have you seen his wrist? And she said, no. And the manager says, I think he has carved your initials in his wrist.
Oh my gosh.
And she's like, so she decided that when he was next to her on the counter making the food at the Burger King, she was trying to look at his wrist.
Like ketchup.
Yeah. So he could tell that she was.
Hey, high five. Yeah. High five, man. You don't want a high five?
But from a distance, please. And so he could tell that she was trying to look at his wrist. And so he finally just gave in and he turned it over and showed her. And it was on the underside of his wrist, like same side as the palm of your hand. Mm-hmm. She said, I'm pretty sure he used a needle and ink.
Gross.
Yeah. And then another coworker told her that her initials were also on the back of his tailgate of his, you know, kidnapper truck. I just added that. And she said he probably did that with a knife. And apparently he was drunk.
That's
when
tough
he did it.
That's resale value, man. What am I supposed to do with AM?
Yeah. She said he was drunk when he did that one.
There you go. The drinking leads to not good things, which is what she was trying to tell him right in the first place.
Right. I don't understand. Well, I do. I do. There's a weird attraction thing, but there's something about these kind of guys that seek out these like really sweet, innocent girls.
Mm-hmm. I know. And you're just like, don't do it.
Yeah. Stay strong, man. Stay strong, girl. So we were talking earlier when you started the episode about the guy who flashed his coworkers to show him his tan.
Yeah.
And so we were talking kind of like saying, there's just certain things that like you don't expect to see of your coworkers.
Yeah.
Well, this listener said she was at a new job and it was her first week of work. And I guess she was invited to join the ladies of the office for dinner and bikini waxes.
Whoa.
Yeah. She said it was the first time she'd ever been waxed. Ever.
And then she's in front of all these new coworkers.
Yes. And she said she had decided she was going to have her bikini and her pits done because they were getting ready to go on a vacation. So I'm here. Anyway, they were all super terrified of waxing their armpits. I'm like, of all the places, that's what you're afraid of waxing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man up. So they asked if they could watch.
What?
So they're like, can we just watch you first? We're super scared.
Oh my gosh.
You have to grow out your armpit hair
to get it
to
waxed.
Be able to get it waxed. Uh-huh. So here she is having to show that. And here she is, the new girl. And she let them, because she said, I just felt like I was trying to start off with a good friendship as coworkers.
I guess if people are begging you for something and you're trying to fit in, even if it's like a wildly weird thing for them to beg, you're going to be like, okay.
Well, and she said, and they invited me.
Right.
You know, they so were like, come with us. And then it's like, no. And so she let them watch. Thankfully, I don't think the bikini wax was included, but the pit wax.
This is where I draw the line.
The only reason they invited her is because they were like, we want to have her be the guinea pig in case we want to chicken out. She's screaming to death. We're going to be like,
never mind. We'll stick with the pedicures. What kind of workplace was this? Do you know?
She didn't say.
Oh, because if you were like working at a salon with a bunch of girls, I feel like that would work. But like, yeah, if you were all in an accounting office,
right,
it just feels so different. Well, this listener, she must just kind of be, well, he's weird. But then when someone is weird, then you start noticing other little quirks about them. And then they're like, that's so annoying. Mm-hmm. Because what's the first thing that she said was weird about him is that he has everybody in the office, their spouses and kids' birthdays memorized.
Oh my gosh. I have a hard time keeping track of like our extended family.
And she's like, it weirds everybody out because it's almost like, is he trying to learn your passwords?
Yeah. Identity thief you.
The same guy eats every little bit of food that he can get his grubby little paws on.
This is a man of desperation. That is why he's starving. He's trying to steal your identity so that he can make his life better.
It's like, do you really work here?
I always do have to laugh though, because in every work setting, and I haven't been like in a corporate environment for quite some time, but whenever they order food in, no one wants to eat the last cookie
right,
or donut or mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. Sounds like he does.
Yeah.
Sounds like he has no issue with that.
No qualms.
And I'm curious what you think about the character of those people. Like, are you just like, no, actually someone needs to eat it?
Uh-huh.
Or are you kind of like, no, nobody eats it because that's greedy.
That is like the
unspoken,
unspoken rule. I think I'm never one to take it.
Yeah.
You're
one to like split it in half and leave.
Yes.
Leave the half.
Yes, I'll do that.
I'm not saying an idiot. That's bad. I'm not saying that's not bad.
Why waste good
a whole thing
donuts? Don't want a cupcake, just get tossed in the garbage.
Okay, so there's some people that just do not have filters. And you have to be so careful about the things you say in the workplace, especially if you're working with opposite sexes.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess what I'm trying to say is men, what you say with women in the office a lot of times,
mm-hmm.
You can't get locker room talk going, you know, and things like that. But I'm not just referring to that, but there's just, we had several submissions of just people saying things they shouldn't say to coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
Like this one listener said she was pregnant at the time. And I think she worked at a grocery like deli area. And she was always just freezing and shivering back there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And her coworker started calling her the pregnant popsicle. And just don't.
Yeah. You know? Just like, don't call me any names. Okay.
Actually, a popsicle sounds really good right now. If you could get me one. Anyway. And then I think the husband, I don't know if he worked there or if he came in, but she said, and then for some reason he walked up to the husband and was like, do you have a problem with me?
This guy sounds like he like lives in his own world.
Right. His world and we're just living in
it. Yeah. Like he had a dream or something that her husband like got mad at him over some cold cuts.
Yeah.
And now
for calling her the pregnant popsicle.
Yeah. For legitimate reasons.
Right. This listener said that when she was 8 months pregnant, she had a coworker that every time she walked past would say, oh, wow, an earthquake coming in.
Rude.
These people in their pregnancy comments.
I know.
And I'm like sitting here, and she said, I chose to say that she was crazy rather than just saying she was a bee.
That is rude.
Yeah.
Just keep your comments to yourself.
Mm-hmm. You're like, you don't think I feel large and in charge, Marge? I am aware. You don't need to point it out.
Uh-huh.
I had a boss, and so I guess coworker/boss, that would say the worst things that I don't even want to repeat necessarily on this podcast. But a couple times I was just like there was a girl, I will say this. There was a girl that was my coworker, and he said something like, you know, she's got a nice rack and a real pretty face, but she doesn't got a lot going on upstairs. And I just sat there, and of course I'm like, you can't say that.
You did say that?
Like, I was kind of like, you can't say stuff like that, you know? And he's like, I'm just kidding. And like, kind of elbowed me. She's a real sweet girl, real sweet girl. And I'm like,
whoa,
my jaw was just open. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like what, cause I'm like, I've had a million jobs.
Well, then maybe consider yourself lucky.
Yeah, that I haven't had like such wild coworker,
mm-hmm.
more just like quirky coworkers.
Yeah,
like you know how you're talking about that guy that like was dancing around at Wingers. Like there was one guy that he was like, he liked to dance, kind of like rave style dancing,
uh-huh.
and he said that his like weekend name was Liquid. That was like his dancer name. His like dancer name.
Alter ego. Yeah. He's like dancer alter ego.
Yes. He's like, yeah, they call me Liquid because like I move so smooth.
Who does? You? You call yourself Liquid?
Because
I forgot
I
about
move
that.
So smooth.
Oh, jeez. And the guy I grabbed it on, one and the same.
Yeah. There's just such quirky coworkers.
Yes. So I worked at a place where like everybody was fun and cool. And it was like, sometimes you were like, oh gosh, I'm like not the coolest here. You know, like
I'm not used to
this. There's a lot of funny, witty, creative, you know, people in this office. And we would do meetings, and a lot of the meetings they would make really fun. So they would like at the beginning, we'd go around and say something. So like one time they were like, we want you to go around and say what you do to like let loose or unwind. What's your number one, like that or whatever. So one day they were like, they said, you know, what's your hidden talent?
Okay.
And I was like, oh gosh, what do? I have a lot. And and I was just trying to like be like, well, these are all such fun people. I want them to know I'm fun. And so I said, I have a great Britney Spears impression. And they were straight up like,
I think we're going to need to hear that.
Duh.
I had been there like a few weeks, I think, or maybe like a month or so. And it was like, and so right there in the office, they had me do it.
And what was their response?
They laughed.
Oh, good. Clapped. Oh, good. Okay. Because I was like, if it was crickets.
But afterward, my hands were shaking.
I would never come to work.
I know. But I was like, I could, I don't know. Maybe someone went home and was like, this girl at our meeting
decided to do a Britney Spears. Did she dance with a snake? She like tied her shirt into a crop top.
All of a sudden, I was just like whipping my hair.
All you people got me like I'm a little girl.
Wait. What position does she have?
Office assistant.
I stock the kitchen.
Yeah. Okay, so everyone comes from different backgrounds, different things, likes different things. And so this listener said that they did a potluck. The older I get a little leery of potlucks.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you?
Yeah, we did a potluck for, we kind of did like a Friendsgiving potluck at KSL. That was fun.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it can go okay if people are playing it safe, but like you just never know. And
people sometimes do like to like get really creative because it is fun to show up with a dish that is unusual and just get rave reviews.
Right. And I am
but
not.
But sometimes that's hard to pull off.
Right. I am not one, like I married a hunter, so I have branched out. I eat elk, not a huge venison girl, but I'll eat the salmon he catches, the fish he catches. Pheasant. I mean, like, I'm just trying to prove a point that like, I'm pretty brave, but this listener at their work potluck said their coworker brought rabbit stew.
Oh, wow.
That's a no for me.
I've never had rabbit stew.
Neither have I.
You wouldn't try
but
it?
It's a no for me. I just feel like there's certain animals that should only be eaten out of desperation.
And rabbit is one
and
of them.
I feel like anything rodent-y, squirrels, rabbits, etc. So for me, I mean, I might have been like, I'll try it, but it would have had to be like a funny thing. Like, yeah, I don't think like, I could have just politely just like taken rabbit stew.
Just like the freak dancing, you would have had to been coaxed.
Yep.
You would have had to possibly peer pressure and paid into eating the rabbit
100%.
Stew. 100%. You have to chew it for 30 seconds.
It would probably take 30 seconds. I would imagine it being like chewy. I don't know why. Maybe it's fine, but you guys will have to tell us if you've eaten rabbit.
I do have a coworker that sent me a pretty good story. Okay. Want me to tell you?
Uh-huh.
I took some screenshots of this. He sent it to me and he said, he wrote it really funny. I'm not going to read everything that he wrote because, you know, news people, we're writers and we like to get into things when we don't have to make things 30 seconds long. So he really...
That's what she said.
So he used all sorts of like fun language and maybe I'll sprinkle a little bit of that in.
Okay.
But anyway, he was working on like a cattle drive.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
Yeah. He was working on like a cattle drive.
Hard work, but fun.
It is. And so he had to like go out into the boonies and like wrangle up these cattle. And he said that he was wearing this brand new shirt and his Wranglers. He said the night before he had been out to eat at this place called Rosie's Chicken.
Okay.
And then he'd also spent their weekend at the rodeo. So he'd had kind of like a wild weekend and maybe eating a lot of food and different stuff like that. Anyway, he goes to work and his boss is like, okay, I need you to go out to these cows and so-and-so is going to meet you there with the chopper.
And like the helicopter?
Yeah.
Okay.
So hops on like a little like motorbike to head out to this area. He says I was alarmed by the smoothness and almost peacefulness of the journey. He said he went over a small bump and then he felt the pinch. He says, I think everyone's felt the pinch. It's that your hole in one has or is about to say too much at the dinner table is how he describes it.
And you have T minus.
Yeah.
Like minutes.
And he said
short minutes.
He says his bike was still traveling along and he started feeling his pulse in his ears.
Rosie.
Is this like letting loose? But luckily he said he was starting to, he was like kind of wiggled in his seat on his motorbike.
To
he was
make
like,
sure.
Yeah. And he's like, no, everything's dry.
Moisture check.
Yes. Yes. But then he hits another bump and he said the bike jolted to the side.
All bets were off. Huh?
Gosh, the way he wrote this, he goes, the O-ring has lost its seal. The iron curtain had risen and the rains had started to come down in Africa. This is what Toto was talking about.
Gosh. I felt the rain down in Africa. I knew it wasn't quite a code red dam burst, just an Amber Alert pipe leak at this stage. But he said, but like they had been warning us in the first 7 seasons of Game of Thrones, winter was coming. And he pulled over and he prayed. He goes, Dear Heavenly Father, forgive me for I know I have sinned. I knew not despite my many a warning from James, the ungodly wrath of Rosie's chicken. He says, it's been a while since we spoke. If you could just help me out with a toilet paper miracle real quick, I'll promise I'll never tease Hamish about his gluten-freeness again. So I don't know who these people are, but
somebody has a friend named Hamish. Also, I love how he just only wanted to blame it on Rosie's chicken. It sounds like he was drinking, and I've heard that diarrhea can come if you've been drinking too heavily, but wasn't he?
Yeah, probably. Anyway, he goes, while he's praying, something caught his eye in the distance. It was Dave in his chopper.
He said, you don't need it toilet paper. Goes, just stick your rear in the air and it'll dry it right off.
This way. He goes,
are you kidding?
Heck me dead. The whole experience was so traumatic. I'd forgotten that I was meant to be on a muster and I had to go meet up with Dave. And Dave was probably worried about his whereabouts. Luckily, he hadn't rung him on the radio. So hopefully he could just figure out how to wipe and then could get going. Okay. He said the idea of drip drying had occurred to him, but it would take too long. And it was too shady where he was. And if he said, if I point,
shady, like by a tree or like shady, sketchy,
by a tree,
it just made it real shady.
You know, that too. He goes, if I pointed the target toward the sun and Dave flew over at the wrong time, that he might think it's a weird SOS signal and call the feds. So he was sweating now because he could see the helicopter getting closer and closer. He goes, I wiped my brow with my brand new shirt sleeve. He said, wow, that's surprisingly absorbent. So then he got an idea. He takes his hand and tries to rip his shirt sleeve off. He said, but
it's not like the movies.
Yeah. He said, my shirt was surprisingly well made.
Yeah.
He could hear the helicopter getting closer. So he takes his whole shirt off, gets his pocket knife out and just starts slicing the shirt sleeves. Mm-hmm. And so now he's got like one of those cutoffs, tank tops, and he wipes with his shirt sleeve. Meanwhile, he's saying stuff like, this will heckin' show you not to rip so I can wipe heckin' stupid well-made piece of shirt. Like, he said he was saying all this through gritted teeth and finally removed the sleeve and aggressively wiped. Out of frustration, I launched my underwear and 2 shirt sleeves into the bush. Dave flew overhead and landed close to me. Oh, I totally forgot. While he was trying to rip his shirt sleeve, the force like tipped him over front ways and he like landed with his face in the sand.
Oh, I thought you were going to say in his poo.
No, luckily. But he said he walked up to Dave in the chopper.
Get in the chopper.
With like sand on his face. And he's like, I bet Dave was wondering like, what in the heck? This guy's shirt sleeves are ripped off.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in 25 minutes and he's got sand in his eyebrows. But as I met him halfway between my bike and his helicopter, all he did was reach out and click my radio off.
Oh.
He said, this has been on the whole time.
You're kidding me.
His radio had been on the whole time. So Dave in the chopper knew exactly what was happening.
Dave in the chopper.
The whole time.
Chopper Dave, you missed a golden opportunity to respond to his prayer as God.
Where were you throwing the toilet paper out?
Or just... Over the radio.
There can be miracles.
And saying, I hear you. Use your sleeves. You can lead a man to water, but you can't force him to drink.
Yeah.
Or you can give a man a fish or teach him to fish.
Yeah. Like, toilet paper won't just fall from the sky.
Right.
But we can teach you to be resourceful with your sleeves.
Yeah, I would have been like, glad to hear from you.
I really wish. Dave, where are you at on that?
Yeah.
Or if he happened to have some kind of paper towel,
right.
Toilet paper in the chopper.
I feel like first aid kits would probably be in a helicopter.
Kind of gauze and just toss it out. You would have a believer for life.
Yeah. Yeah. Dave, you could have changed lives that day. You chose to listen and not do anything.
And just be like, wow, this guy's
what
an
kind
idiot.
Of monster are you? Just kidding. He probably just laughed his head off. Like he is down there having the diarrhea of his life. And I'm his only way home. So I hope he cleans up well. That was a very theatrical.
It was
I
very
love it.
Theatrical.
Very well written.
Good job.
Okay. well, shifting gears a little bit here.
Okay.
Not quite as embarrassing on the gastrointestinal front, but...
back?
There you go. There it is. Okay. People make questionable decisions on the clock. And I'm calling sick for weird reasons.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're just like, really? Really? Mm-hmm. Mama didn't teach you? So this listener said that she had a coworker that was quite the personality. Drama starter.
Okay.
Drama.
It's like a fire.
Fanning the flame or starting the fire, mm-hmm. either or.
Okay.
And they would go on these company trips, and typically they were meant for like a certain purpose. And she was a very active Tinderer.
Okay.
And speaking of starting fires, and she decided that she was going to try to squeeze in a Tinder date.
Okay.
In the midst of this trip. And she said these trips, it wasn't like there was a lot of downtime. It seemed like there was a very good purpose. So she drove, met a Tinder date, got drunk, drove the company car back to the hotel drunk, somehow managed to wake up the next morning for her meetings.
Oh my gosh.
Made it happen. Oh, and then she got into it with one of their very well-liked employees that was very well-liked by their clients. Like, because she was drunk.
Oh my gosh.
Hungover from her date. Okay, so this listener said she was in her first job in high school at a restaurant.
Okay.
As we all are. It was like a family-owned restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And this boy had just gotten back from a church mission. And they had just barely had a few like conversations. I don't think they...
Okay.
They had never gone on a date. Let's just say that. So only interaction had been like coworker interaction. He worked for his family's restaurant.
Okay. So his family owns the restaurant. He mm-hmm. got back from the mission, starts working. She works there.
Yeah. And she's only like... She's either in high school or she's... Just finished high school. Okay. And just to note, she did not know him prior.
Okay.
So after working together for a week, never having gone on a date.
Oh my gosh.
What? He proposed to
what
her in the kitchen.
Stop.
Not the home. The restaurant kitchen. Ew.
Oh no. Back where it's all slippery and greasy.
Yeah.
And people are freak dancing on each other for money.
And there's literal pedophiles back there. Sets the mood. And she said her actual response was, what in the actual hell is the matter with you?
Oh my gosh. He, sad.
Yeah, kind of.
I know.
She said he had flown to California to buy the ring from a guy he saw selling it online.
I got a ring guy.
Because at first I thought maybe it
you
was like.
You fly to California? This is like a big deal.
This guy, he jumps. He leaps. He leaps without looking.
He's like, what if I fall? What if you fly?
Yeah.
You know?
But he sounds like he's just falling a lot. But what I don't understand is like, you've never been on a date. When she first sent this in, I was thinking it was like, maybe he was like, hey, I want to marry you someday. Like facetiously.
Okay.
Not like a legitimate, but no. I asked her more and she said he was legitimately on one knee.
What?
With a ring.
Stop.
In the kitchen. And his family was all there.
Oh no.
Since they owned the place and all worked there. And they all were just staring at her, rooting for him.
Oh my gosh.
Grinning with tears in their eyes.
Oh no.
And her response was, what in the actual hell is the matter with you? And they're all like, ah. And she's like,
would you even be able to come to work again?
No.
Yeah. Like it's like the mom's all mad at you.
If it was just him, maybe.
But the mom's all mad at you.
She's your boss.
Yeah. And the sister's trying to, you know, cash you out. And she's like, you turned my brother down.
Yeah. And the mom's like, never going to give you a raise.
I can't believe that. Like what?
Who in their right mind
would ever do that? Well, he wasn't.
No, obviously not.
He was too fresh off the mission.
Mm-hmm.
Too much in a vulnerable.
You over eager son of a.
Pump the brakes a little bit, Devin. Just cool it. You actually could have gotten on a date with her. She probably would have gone on a date with him. Right?
Oh yeah.
But you can't just propose
0 to 50
after knowing someone for a week and only working together.
And you haven't even held hands. I don't think you haven't even made out in the deep freezer.
I know. I've been listening to some audiobooks, some like, Jane Austen style ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, those are the days when it's like, Mr. Wimbledon, he fancies you and you go on a carriage ride and then he proposes. Like,
yeah.
We are not in 1840.
No.
We are in...
And you got to date a long time.
Yeah.
Sometimes people move in together and own a pet beforehand.
All right, guys. Well, good luck tomorrow at work with these weirdos. And maybe you're the weirdo. I don't know.
Sometimes we take turns being both.
Uh-huh.
Because I was a perp and a victim before in other jobs. So.
Like I said, I'm the crazy conspiracy person.
Right. But regardless of what your title is at work, Just remember,
someday you'll laugh about this.
All right, you guys, thanks for gabbing with us.
Have a great week and drop a rating, a review,
and subscribe,
and maybe tell a friend, and you guys can gab together and you can laugh together about the stories.
Absolutely.
All right. See you guys later.
Bye. No, I like the sound of the disposal in the background or something. I watched a thing with Millie Bobby Brown, and she said, Americans talk like at the top of their throat, like this. Mm-hmm. And she said, English accents, it's like the middle of the throat is kind of where it resonates. And then she said, Australians, like in the deep part of the throat. And ever since I did that, I'm like, I can do it better. It's going to get soggy. Okay, let me finish this one.
Oh, shut that out. Cut that one out. All right.
I can taste the fig.
It's very figgy.
It's very figgy pudding.